We have now had digital photography for about 15 years, if not longer. And after that much time, we have been offered a wide diversity of techniques and tools and software that can help us create photographs like we've never been able to create before with film alone. The problem is that what do you do with all of these techniques? What do you do with all of that technology? And the answer to that is that you can do one of two things. You can use the technique for its own sake, create photographs that, as you learn and in practice, have the quality of being technically perfect. Or you can use all these tools to create photographs that express a vision, a personal style that's unique to you. And clearly, it's a whole lot easier to create photographs that are technically perfect. Because in a sense, what you need to do is simply focus on learning the craft. And that's what every software manufacturer, and to some extent every camera manufacturer, teaches how to do. When you want to focus on creating a personal style and expressing a vision, you're trying to do something which is, as far as I can tell, not taught, at least not taught in the world of photography. It is taught in other art forms. I learned it when I studied at the Beaux-Arts in Paris. It is taught in painting, it is taught in drawing, but it's not taught in photography. And why that is, I don't know. I think probably because photography has focused on a technical approach to the craft more than anything else. It's also because photography has been manufacturer-driven. It's been driven by camera manufacturers. It's been driven by film manufacturers during the film days. And now it's driven also by software manufacturers and also by paper manufacturers who, at the time of film, were usually the same companies that sold film. But today, obviously, since there's no more film, are different. You know, they are unique vendors that sell papers. And sometimes they sell printers as well, but not always. Hanni Mulle, for example, sells only papers. These manufacturers are not going to tell you what to put on their paper. They are going to tell you how to print your work to the best technical qualities possible. They are going to provide you with profiles. They are going to provide you with illumination data. They are going to provide you with reflectance data that will show how bright the paper is or what is the maximum D-max or the darkest black of the paper. But that's about it. What you do with all of that is up to you. That's not talked about. And it's not really their job to teach it either. We're not asking a paper manufacturer or printer manufacturer to tell us what to do with their hardware or their software or their consumables. But there remains the problem that in order to be noticed, in order to stand above the mass of photographers that are out there, we have to do something different. And that something has to be something personal. It can't be what everybody does. The purpose of this new tutorial, the Master Class Personal Style Workshop on DVD, is to focus on the creation of a personal style and the expression of a personal vision. Vision, and we will see that in more detail in the section on vision, is seeing something that others cannot see. It's something that we see and that we can only show through our work. It's something personal, it's something that's in our mind, and our job, if we want to share that vision, is to express it through our work, through our photographs. And of course, if we were painters, we would express it through paintings. If we were graphic artists, we would express it through drawings. So it's not limited to photography, but because this is a tutorial on photography, we're going to center it on photography. However, because it is taught in other medium, we're going to look at painters, and we're going to look at a few other art forms as well. So how are we going to do this? Well, we're going to do this by a study of all the elements that are involved in the creation of a personal style and in learning the ability to express a vision. And that starts with learning about art. Obviously, you cannot create fine art photography, which is what this is about, without art. Surprise, you know, we can only create fine art if we know about art. And we don't create art out of a vacuum. And this brings a very important point here, which is that a lot of people believe that art cannot be taught. Well, that's not accurate. In fact, it's false. What cannot be taught is talent. Talent is innate. You have it, you don't, or you believe in it, or you don't believe in it. This is really something up for personal opinion. However, knowledge of art can be taught. We can learn about art movement. We can learn about the different techniques that artists use. We can learn what is art, what does art consist of. We can learn the techniques that other artists used. We can learn the language of art, which we all do in this tutorial. We can learn what is creativity, how can we be creative. We can learn the differences between the technical aspects of photography and the artistic aspects of photography. We can learn what is vision, and we can learn how we can approach vision in terms of expressing it. We can learn different techniques to help us express our vision in photographs. We can learn how to create artistic photographs as opposed to purely technical photographs. And of course, they have to be both technically perfect and artistically inspired. We don't want them to just be very artistic but devoid of technical qualities. We have to have both eventually. But we can learn that. We can learn that by studying techniques such as color palette, facture, and others that will help us create photographs that are not just technically perfect, but photographs that have a message, photographs that are saying something besides the fact that I was there and I saw that, photographs that are not just descriptive, but are instead emotional, for example, photographs that carry an emotional content. We can learn to create projects that have as a goal to express a personal vision of a place or a subject or an event. We can learn to connect with an audience by understanding how we communicate with other people. We can learn to print and display our work in an artistic manner. We can learn to deal with adversity and not get discouraged because others are not really fans of our work or because we receive criticism for our work. We can learn to let go of previous influences, and eventually we end up being able, if we do all of this, to create a unique body of work. And that's what this tutorial is about. I do agree that the goal of this tutorial is ambitious, and I do agree that it is not an easy task. But I also believe that it is a possibility that we can learn all of this if we take time. This is not going to be overnight. This is not going to happen right away. It's going to take some time. But then it's not going to take more time than my other tutorials. For example, the Layers Mastery Workshop on DVD. Most users take about a month to go through it, and sometimes a month and a half, even up to 8 weeks. The Composition DVD takes the same amount of time, and the Marketing Mastery DVD that much as well. So this is not a different approach in a way. It's simply a very different subject, and that is the subject of art. And that's what we're going to study in this new tutorial.